cowl as his skeletal fingers count along the rows of busy hourglasses. Finally, he finds one that seems to satisfy him, carries it carefully across to the nearest candle, staring at the little point of reflected brilliance. Then the focus of his gaze dives onwards towards the blue-green magnificence of the disk itself, turning slowly under its tiny orbiting sun. Now it curves away towards the great mountain range called the Ram Tops, which some people say are the home of old wild magic. Death blinks. Now he sees the octarine grass country on the slopes of the mountains. Now he sees a particular hillside. Now he sees a field. Now he sees a boy running. Now, in a voice like lead slabs being dropped on granite, he says, "Yes." There was no doubt that there was something in the soil of the octarine grass country. For example, it was one of the few places on the disk where plants produced reannual varieties. Reannuals are plants that grow backwards in time. You sow the seed this year and they grow last year. Mort's family specialised in distilling the wine from reannual grapes. These were very powerful and much sought after by fortune tellers, since of course it enabled them to see the future. The only snag was that you got the hangover the morning before and had to drink a lot to get over it. It was unfortunate that the youngest son had about the same talent for horticulture that you would find in a dead starfish. It wasn't that he was unhelpful, but it was the kind of vague, cheerful helpfulness that men soon learn to dread. He was tall, red-haired and freckled, with the sort of body that seems to be only marginally under its owner's control. It appeared to have been built out of knees. On this particular day, it was hurtling across the high fields, waving its hands and yelling. Its father and uncle watched it disconsolately from the stone wall. "I did hear you got the place going up at your farm, Hamish," Mort's father, Lazek, said, looking sideways at his brother. "Ah, got an apprentice in, didn't I?" Hamish lied with rattlesnake speed. "Sorry, look, I've got nothing against young Mort. He's a nice boy."
I know," said Lazek. He couldn't find his arse with both hands.
They stared at the distant figure. It had fallen over. "He's not stupid, mind," said Hamish.
"There's a brain there, all right," Lazek conceded. "Sometimes he starts thinking so hard you has to hit him round the head to get his attention. His granny taught him to read, see? I reckon it overheated his mind."
Hamish scratched his chin thoughtfully. "It could be someone else's problem."
"How do you mean?" Lazek asked slowly.
"There's the hiring fair at Sheepbridge next week. You set him as apprentice, see, and his new master'll have the job of knocking him into shape. It'd be for his own good. Make a man of him."
"Oh, well, there's certainly plenty of raw material," sighed Lazek.
And that was why Mort and his father walked down through the mountains into Sheepbridge on Hogswatch Eve, with Mort's rather sparse possessions in a sack on the back of a donkey. Usually, Mort enjoyed visiting the town, with its cosmopolitan atmosphere and strange dialects, but this time he felt unpleasantly apprehensive. The boys seeking apprenticeships were clustered on the hub side of the square.
"You just go and stand there, and someone comes and offers you an apprenticeship," said Lazek uncertainly. "If they like the look of you, that is."
"How do they do that?" said Mort.
"Well," said Lazek, "I suppose they count your teeth and that, and make sure you don't wheeze and your feet are all right. I shouldn't let on about the reading, it unsettles people."
"And then what?"
"Then you go and learn a trade," said Lazek. "Carpentry's a good one, or thievery. Someone's got to do it."
Mort looked at his feet. Carpentry didn't sound very promising, and official thieves were rare in the Ram Tops, where people weren't rich enough to afford them.
"All right," he said eventually. "I'll give it a try. But what happens if I don't get apprenticed?"
Lazek scratched his head.
"I don't know. I expect you just wait until the end of the fair, at midnight, I suppose."
And now,